Joe's Journey. Whew. We've been doing this thing for a while. Actually, we are embarking on week number 11. When we started out, I weighed 404 pounds, which is, I think, four Alex's and three and a half Liv's.
Wow.
Something like that. I'm trying to figure out the exact weight, but that's what we're working with. Now, last week, I weighed in at 380.2 pounds. Not too shabby. This week, I dropped, didn't gain, I dropped 3.4 pounds. I weigh in at 376.8 for a total of 27.6 pounds lost. I'm over 25 pounds down, sucker!
Wow.
I'm feeling so sexy. Like I'm starting to notice my man boobs are getting smaller and it looks like there's this muscle, they call it a pectoral, like a pec. It looks like I have them and not the actual breast. So I'm excited about that.
Wow, that's amazing.
And the biggest thing, too, I'll tell you what, is I feel so freaking good. I'm still sweaty, and I'm fat and gross at times. Like, I always am like a dog, like, but my body just sweats to cool myself down. But I'm walking farther. I look back where I was this time last year. I just got done having my hip replaced, and I couldn't do a damn thing.
Now, if you are trying to lose a significant amount of weight, if you are somebody that is... I mean, heavy, like
heavy,
you are
heavy.
When you started out, is 3 pounds or so a week, is that on pace for you? Like, what is the amount that you should be losing?
I guess I'm not a medical expert, so technically, is that the pace? I don't know, but that's pretty good. If you do 3.5 pounds a week, you're looking at, what, 13 pounds or 14 pounds a month? I mean, they always say... You put it on slowly, you're going to take it off slowly.
Okay, because that's what I didn't know. I didn't know, like, is there a goal per week that you're trying to lose? Like, is it 5? Is it 10? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know even what's realistic, because I've never done a weight loss thing personally.
I think it's unrealistic. I could be wrong, but Alex, I want to lose 5 or 10 pounds a week. Like, I magically want this to be done in 90 days.
I feel like 10 would be hard, but 5 might be achievable.
It just depends. I mean, like, in my body, my body fluctuates. It really does.
Have you ever thought about seeing a nutritionist?
I have in the past. I guess you know what it is. I know what a nutritionist is about. I know the whole idea of what you eat and what the portion size are. It's all about actually doing it and actually applying it.
It's more than that. I've seen a nutritionist at some points in my life, and it's way, way, way more than just something that you can read online about being healthy and like losing weight.
I've seen a nutritionist in the past. I'm saying like... I've done it, but I actually have, I'm not going to see one again because I actually have to put it into practice.
Right. So I have a question. So are you watching your like cholesterol and other levels like that? Just because I know you're doing the keto diet, and I know with the keto diet, it's very common for people's cholesterol to skyrocket because all you're eating is fatty, salty foods. Are you watching your cholesterol at all?
Yeah, I check my blood every 6 months with my doctor. Last time I went
there. Every 6 months? It hasn't been 6 months since you started this.
No, but I just went to the doctor like a week ago.
Oh, okay.
Cholesterol's good?
Yeah, everything's in check.
Well, that's
check.
Good.
My blood pressure, actually, that's a good point to bring up, was 120 over 80, so that's good.
What's normal? I don't even know.
That right there is normal. I mean, probably the best is like, what, 110 over 70? I'm not a medical expert, but 120 over 80 is okay
uh-huh.
if you pull up blood pressure. So that's good. I still want to get that a little bit lower just to work on that. But overall, I just, I don't know. I'm feeling really, really happy about this.
Good.
Once again, I appreciate all the support. I'll put some photos and information up too. Joe Pesh Radio is all my social media. We have the Joe's Journey blog at RadioNowIndy.com. Because some people are saying I use the MyFitnessPal, which I recommend to track. Don't you use that, Liv?
Yeah, I love MyFitnessPal.
Does that say everything like what you're losing or what you're doing to lose weight, what you're eating? Like, what does that detail?
MyFitnessPal pretty much just tracks your calories throughout the day, and it can also track your macros, which is your protein, your carbs, and your fat. But that's all it does. It doesn't track, I don't think, like the...
You can track your weight, like your progress, and you're
going
there.
Well, yeah, you can track your weight. But so, okay, I have a question, and this is coming from the most supportive place.
I will answer it one second. I just want to finish up the MyFitness thing. But they have other apps though too that are free. Because trust me, you know I hate to pay for anything. There's like it's called MyFitnessPal, but there's things called Map My Ride. Like if you ride a bicycle, you can track how far you go. My Walk, and it kind of pulls all that in there. Plus, with MyFitnessPal, if you have a Fitbit or any of those other like trackers, you can hook it up there to see how many steps. Like yesterday, I took 9,000 steps.
Okay, good. Okay.
So it's kind of cool. If you're liking to do that,
yeah,
it's really good. Now, what is your thing that you were preempting
with? My question, which I kind of already asked you this, I guess, but I saw an omelet that you had over the weekend.
Good. Yes.
Oh, I saw that too. Okay, I think I know what you're going to ask because I was confused.
I like how you guys see stuff, but you never comment on my stuff.
Well, because we know that you do the updates. Why would we bring it up then? We got to bring it up on the air.
Right. We have to have something to talk about now. So I looked it up just because, you know, I'm a nutrition nerd.
You crazy.
And the sodium in that was enough sodium for 4 days, and the cholesterol was kind of off the charts.
Oh, wow.
Is that something that you're keeping in check and you're thinking about? Because I know with the keto diet, you can kind of, I just don't know about this keto
diet. I mean, I don't think it's that bad, Liv. I had a five-egg omelet. I had
five eggs? This is the thing. Is that normal? Okay.
Yes, yes.
I feel like it's too much.
I don't know about the 5-egg thing. I'm just saying the sodium level and the cholesterol level, the fact that that's off the charts and that it's enough sodium for 4 days.
I have to see where
couldn't
you
be helping.
I have to see where you checked it out at, because the egg, there was 5 eggs.
Probably online on the restaurant website or something.
On the restaurant website.
There was salsa, there was sour cream, there were some peppers in there, jalapeno slices.
Is that really going to help though contribute to, if your goal is to try to lose between 3 and 5 pounds a week? Is eating like that helping?
This is Joe's journey. If you're just tuning in, I'm down 27.6
Which is
pounds.
Good. We're proud of you. We're just asking you.
But you guys question everything about it.
Because that's what our job is. We're supposed to keep you accountable. So if you're posting pictures of you getting hamburgers and drive-thrus and omelets and all this, but you're telling listeners, I'm losing all this weight, we're just questioning it. We're just asking. I've never been on a weight loss plan. I don't know if that's how it works.
And my only thing is because I get nervous with the keto diet about people's cholesterol, their blood levels, their sodium,
all my blood work's good.
Then that's good. You can't get defensive when we're just asking you, we're just holding you accountable, we're just asking questions, we're trying to help you plug along and make sure that everything's on track. You said last week that you slipped the whole week, so we're just asking questions to help you out. You can't get mad about
that. This is coming from a place of love and support.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show.
Good morning. I just want to give Joe some love. These girls are being way too hard.
We are not being hard on him. We are super proud of him. But if he's exposing his whole weight loss journey to the world, I mean, we're the only ones in the room here. We have to ask the questions that people might be wondering themselves if they're following him on Instagram and seeing him post hamburgers and omelets.
I think you're the only people that have asked any of those questions.
Well, of course we are. No one else is going to ask you
and
that.
Here's the thing.
You're asking questions as if he's already an Olympian. It's like he said, okay, I'm going to start learning to train to swim, and you say, okay, but Michael Phelps does it this way.
No. Well, this isn't week one. We're on week 11. I think it's a fair question to ask. If you're eating an omelet worth 4 days of sodium, is that contributing to the goal?
And I don't know where you're getting 4 days worth of sodium at, because I have my settings there, and I was within my sodium intake.
And this is the thing, too, that listeners don't realize. This is Joe's journey reboot, like, since I've been on the show, he's tried it multiple times.
So you got to have a good squad, a teammates to build you up and keep you accountable.
That he's sticking to it this long.
Which is good.
So that's why I think me and Alex are kind of hard on him, just because we've seen him try it so many times and then just stop it. We want him to keep going, and that's why we're hard on him, is just because we're like, well, are you going to do it? Then do it. Because he said he was going to do it multiple times before.
Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Christina.
What's up? What do you want to say, Christina?
I would just like to say that you're doing good, you're losing weight, and until you hit a plateau, keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah. I agree.
Hey, thank you, Christina. Hey, good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Ashley.
Ashley, what's up? What do you want to say?
I want to say congratulations, Joe. You're awesome. I love the show. I watch and listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Your Joe's journey. Keep up the good work. Like, no matter what anyone says, as long as you know you're trying, that's all that matters.
I wish there was a nutritionist, and thank you for calling in, that could call in here and kind of, like, explain everything that's going on. Sarah, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hi, Joe. I just wanted to call in. I listen to the show every day. I'm a wellness coordinator and a health coach.
Oh.
And I was listening to you talk about blood pressure, and I wanted to let you know 120/80 is considered normal.
That's
good.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Yeah, so that's good.
Okay, it could be lower, though, but I don't know. I mean, it's amazing. You got to realize I started out this journey at 404 pounds. That's not good. I mean, I'm only like a 5'11" kind of a guy. So I've got a long way to go. I'm like still considered morbidly obese. Actually, I think, which is just like, wow, did you have to put the word super on it? I think I'm technically still super morbidly obese. But one day at a time.
Yeah, but it's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Exactly. And when and thank you for your call. And when people think of keto, too, it's like, yeah, I'm not just eating bacon. Like, I'm eating healthy food.